Welcome to Murundi. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Patsy asked Ryan what he was going to do about Brian's claims about Divine's baby, but he cut the conversation. Simon called Malachi and advised him to let Alexis go if he didn't love her. He made Malachi promise to call Catalina. Malachi called Catalina and told her that Alexis could leave, but without Hannah. Ignatius told Ryan that he would make sure Brian stopped spreading the rumors. As we return, Malachi is talking to Alexis.
Well, joining me now are Mum Lucy Ronker.
You told your family I'm beating you, Alexis.
I never said you beating me, Malachi. I said you hit me.
I barely grabbed your hand.
And slapped me?
So you want to carry on with this victim mentality, huh?
Victim mentality? For speaking the truth? You should have left me in Guyana if you know this is where you're bringing me to.
After you kept begging me to come here?
I didn't know it would have been like this.
Be like what? You're carrying on like you're living on the streets.
It's better than being in jail.
So you're calling everything that I've given you jail?
You think material things is all that matter? Big house and money? Don't make people happy.
Alexis, what do you want from me?
I want you to love me and treat me with respect.
I don't?
You don't love me. It's like you're ashamed of me. Till now, I can't meet you, mother aunt.
How many times must I tell you that mom doesn't go anywhere since this coronavirus started?
Excuses, excuses. I thought she didn't ready to meet me. But you take Hannah over there all the time. Why you can't carry me?
My relationship with mom is complicated, yeah?
Right. You got an answer for everything.
Mom is a very particular woman. You know, when she's ready to see you, she will let me know.
Well, in the meantime, she don't need to be seeing me, child.
My mother will see Hannah whenever she wants.
Yeah, your mother and your child mother.
So now we get to the real issue. You're concerned about my son's mother, huh? Aren't Hannah and my son siblings, huh? Are they supposed to grow up like strangers?
You should have married she and left me alone. Cause is she you want?
Really? You think I would have gone through all of this trouble to bring you here if I didn't want you?
You can talk cheese. I know how you treated me since you bring me to the States.
So you want me to stay home with you all day and tell you every 5 minutes that I love you and you're beautiful? Huh?
You don't have to tell me anything. Continue treating me worse than dog.
You know what? You're being irrational. I thought you were more mature than this, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, you won't have to deal with me much longer. Because as soon as I get the chance, I gone. Me and my child.
You and who?
You heard me.
You really believe I will allow you to take my child anywhere? Huh?
I had she in me belly. I been through the stress.
Listen, I'm just gonna say this once. If you wanna leave, go ahead. But as for Hannah, she stays here with me.
Strong winds.
Divine, you home early?
Well, by time I got to the office, they'd already reached the 33% capacity, so I had to come right back.
ExxonMobil really strict about these coronavirus guidelines, man.
Ryan, I'm just glad I got to go in at least one time last week. I mean, working from home is good, but I still miss being in the office.
I understand.
I guess I'm gonna have to leave Marundi a little earlier on the days I really want to work from the office.
Yeah. So once you get to work, what is it like?
You got to do the temperature check and sanitize.
Okay, the usual.
Plus, only 2 persons are allowed to be on the elevator at once. And they're sanitized at the beginning and end of the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah. Gosh.
What?
I feel like I want to vomit again.
Alright, I'll go to the washroom with you.
No, it's not coming up. I just feel like...
Sure?
Yeah. I just want this nausea to finish.
You asked the doctor about it?
She said most times by the second trimester it would ease up.
How long before that?
Well, I'm 10 weeks now, so about 3 or 4 more weeks.
Sorry, babes.
Yeah.
We'll get through this together, okay?
Yes, Ryan.
You told the people at the office that you're pregnant?
No, Auntie Monica told me I should wait until the first trimester is over.
Yeah. But with all these coronavirus guidelines and the risks, you think they would rather you work from home rather than going in because you're pregnant?
You know, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
But I don't think it's gonna be a problem. Number one, even while you're working at office, physical distancing is being maintained. That's why they have a 33% capacity every day.
Yeah, but...
Nobody is sitting next to each other.
Well, that's good. But I still think...
And even when you go to use the washroom, it's every other cubicle that's being used.
That's strict, huh?
Yeah. Exxon staff can't complain that they're being put at any risk while in the office.
I see.
Plus, you have to wear your mask while in public spaces at the office.
Sounds fair, but I still think you should tell them as soon as possible and find out whether they would prefer you to keep working from home.
But I miss the office though, Ryan. And when you think about it, my risk is really limited. I drive to work. I have my sanitizer, my mask. The office is very safe because they're strict with the guidelines. I don't think it can be a problem.
Still ask.
Okay, Ryan.
Yo, little man. Denzel. Going on, buddy?
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, it's cooling out here a little bit.
There's a proper mask, yo, boy.
Yeah, buddy. The village council working along with the seamstresses to make these. Villagers can collect them at the village office.
Yeah, I got a parcel that opened me up, buddy. All I got is these disposable ones I bought from the pharmacy. You ain't trying to pick up no virus. Seen?
Yeah, buddy. We got to stay safe.
You want beer?
Nah, it's alright. Actually, I'm doing a survey right now. Volunteering for the village council. I just stopped here for take a little rest.
Survey on what?
Trying to find out what's the best way we could continue giving out information about the coronavirus. Actually, through the Ministry of Communities, every region coming up with communication strategies to tackle this coronavirus.
Yeah, buddy. That's good. You know, I got some ideas for Marundi.
Like what?
Look, you know as a man is up on the streets, seeing? Enough of them youth man ain't taking this thing serious, you know, Star.
Yeah, buddy. We realize though.
Say here what I'm thinking. Big trucks, music, DJ, print out the information on flyers and give it out. Share some masks, sanitizer and thing.
That sounds good, you know.
You know once the music pop in, that man gonna run and come to the truck. Plus you could get one of them help people on the truck, talking about what this virus really about.
Not a bad idea at all, you know.
Yeah, I volunteering. If y'all want to use the morning anyway, this is about saving with community, buddy.
Alright, buddy. We'll keep that in mind.
Right now, I know a man or Bartico who end up getting this thing. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. With all the cases going up, I'm frightened, buddy.
I understand.
Because you know why looking at this thing? Yeah, most of the people recovering. But what about the long-term effects?
True.
I don't think some people really see the seriousness of this thing. Yeah, you might recover, but you know what could end up happening to you in the long run? That's why we got to do everything in our power to avoid getting infected.
You know what? You could talk to the village council about getting involved.
Yeah, buddy. I want to do something. I got a lot going on right now. But anything for the community.
Yeah, my boy.
Right now, the man going through some personal stress and all. Divine pregnant with Mitchell and trying to say she was born out.
Yeah, you know, Brian, I gotta run.
Buddy, women is problems, you know. The girl well and know is Misha one and the child is me own. But forcing herself to stay with the banner.
Yeah, alright, you know, take care, Brian. I gotta get back on this survey, right? Later.
Cool, man. Yo, boss man! Let me get another beer there.
Denzel, I don't know what to do. I feel so lost.
Listen, I can try and talk to Malachi.
Mommy done talked to you already, and nothing ain't changing. But what really hurting me is that he threatening to take away me child if I leave.
Here's what, Alexis. We got to work out a plan for you to get away with Hannah. We family in Brooklyn can help.
But how we getting away with she, eh? Most days, he gone with she. And now, he might do that every day.
This is real serious.
If I didn't know what's this I come into, I would have stayed in Guyana.
Listen, you just need to find a way to get away from here with Hannah, and then little bit by little bit, things can get better for you.
It's easier said than done, Denzel. He's American. I am Guyanese. He got the resources to find me no matter where I try to hide.
Yeah.
I need to try not to get him mad, because who knows what he could do to me when he gets upset.
You frighten, he hurt you.
I can't even sleep properly in the night. I jumping up every minute because I think and suppose he tried to strangle me in my sleep or something.
I'm sorry, Alexis.
I know I might be letting my imagination run away with me, but that is how I thinking.
So he knocked you more than one time?
He just grabbed and chucked me. And he slapped me, Denzel. But it's just that the slap didn't catch me good.
That is not good, sis.
Please don't tell Mommy and Auntie Myrtle about how I'm feeling about sleeping and stuff. I don't want them to worry too much.
But they already worried.
Yeah, but they don't need to know every little detail. I ain't want a blood pressure raise. I can deal with it.
Alexis, please be careful. I can call Malachi.
Okay.
I'll let me make sure we stay in constant contact, right? Always got your phone with you. In case of anything, call 911.
Yeah.
I love you, sis.
I love you too, bro. We can talk later.
Alright, take care. Bye.
Bye.
That was quite a performance for your brother.
Malachi?
You really think I would hurt you like that, Alexis?
It's just how you behaving.
At least now I know what you really think of me. I'll sleep in one of the guest rooms tonight, so you don't have to worry about me strangling you during the night. Good night.
Lord, I need you to help me.
Divine, you there? I could hear you breathing. I know you're there. Emancipation Day passed and not a call or nothing from you. Me, you ain't had a deal. You ain't answering me. I guess you don't mind your husband knowing your little secret. But keep playing games with me, and you'll know very soon.
Babe, I just vomit again. All my dinner just gone. Ryan?
You just got a call.
Oh, you answered?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Guess you could say your child father.
What?
So tell me, Divine. What's this little secret you're talking about? Tell me. I'm listening.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited.